Pisces.
I'm Sarah Dam from Sioux City, Iowa. I honestly think it's sometimes it comes down to attitudes and respecting individuals' differences and embracing and celebrating diversity, as well as being an advocate for social justice.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
I think that people are afraid to be different. I think that differences are what tend to be kind of the big fight. And I think that one of the keys to getting peace is keeping an open mind and, you know, really getting to know and understand those differences. You can always agree to disagree, but you're still, you know, respecting the other person's point of view.
I'm Jack Thomas. I'm president of Western Illinois University. I grew up in the South in Alabama. And I think that in order to bring peace, individuals have to want and begin to understand one another and begin to work together in order to understand each other. And for me, it's just a lack of knowledge. I think that people just have a lack of knowledge of one another that really causes a lot of fear.
My name is Art Peterson, and I'm retired in Macomb, Illinois. The more we get together athletically in friendly competition, as long as we can keep it friendly, the more understanding we have of people that are coming from different environments and different cultures, and that has to be good.
I'm Alex Buceta from Spain, Madrid, Spain. Theater, it's a way of teaching the people, and it tells about the social problems of the day. And if you show plays that are related with not having peace in the world and how that affects the people, well, maybe people can learn about that and start acting in different ways.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I'm John Boyd from Kenya. If you don't have that idea of sharing, when you grow up, it will become a problem. You'll start fighting for the resources because you've never known that resources are supposed to be shared.
My name is Jared Reed. I'm from Fort Madison, Iowa. I believe that in order to resolve major world issues that exist, we are going to have to resolve and eliminate the economic inequality that exists between the core and the developing worlds. I think once the differences between those two are reduced or eliminated, then we'll start to see a more peaceful existence of states within the global system.
I'm Julie Murphy from Macomb. Religion, money, resources, cultural differences, I mean, that's history. People have always fought over that. I don't know what the answer is.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
I'm Larry Balsamo, Professor Emeritus of History, Macomb, Illinois. One way of ending wars would be eliminating evil leaders and having democracy. But even democracy doesn't necessarily bring peace. I mean, democracies can be misled, or they can be excited, or they can be taken over by extremism or fear. I mean, we've been in a state of fear for 10 years in this country, and it's caused us to probably do some things we wouldn't have done under ordinary circumstances. I think if most people would rather live free and peaceful than live in war and danger, all right? I think if you gave people a vote, that's what they'd vote for.
Let the people sing it.
Peace in Latin is pacem.
The word peace in Chinese is he ping.
In Portuguese, you say peace saying paz.
The word peace in Swahili is amani.
The word peace in French is la paix.
The word peace in Japanese is keiwa.
Peace.